This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, March 5th. God's word for you today is arise. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 16, verse 11, and it says, "And if you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven?" What the scripture is saying is, your reward and your responsibility in heaven will be determined by how you manage your money here on earth. This is huge and scary. Your eternity is determined by your financial traction on earth. It is in the Bible. Read it. People say life is not fair, and it is obvious that life is not fair. Some people have more and some have less. Yes, but the important thing is, are you faithful with what you have been given? Remember the parable of talents in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 29. Please read. You cannot just sit and stare at those who you think have more. The truth is, if they are faithful, God will keep giving them more. If you are faithful, God will keep giving you more. That is how it works. It is the person that is faithful that God increases. You can beef, hate, or spread rumors about the person. But guess what? The person will keep growing bigger and bigger, and you will keep getting more and more frustrated. Why? It is because of these principles. But you will be faithful and not frustrated in Jesus' name. I pray that you will engage the law of ownership. You will remember your source and put your anchor on the Creator of the heavens and the earth. I pray that you will put your security in the one that cannot be taken from you, your Father. I pray that you will engage the law of tithing. You will honor God first in your life, and it will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that you will not have enough room to contain. I pray that you will align with the law of investing. You will save your money wisely. I pray that you will engage the law of accounting. You will keep good records. I pray that you will engage the law of budgeting. You plan your spending. And I pray that you will engage the law of contentment. You will enjoy what you have. To ignore God's laws of finances is to hurt yourself and hurt your future generations. Your financial traction affects your eternity and your generations yet unborn. That is why wealth can be transferred from generation to generation. Certain tribes are so wealthy because of how much the child starts out with. One child learns everything and starts out with a lot of funds. Another child has nothing but his father's courses. You need to totally turn that around. Start engaging God's laws of financial traction. I see your life turn around financially in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, help me get a grip and move forward financially. Help me come out of every financial rut and take control of my finances. Help me secure the future of my generations yet unborn by being a faithful steward that you will be proud of in eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.